Happy October. This is Jan Brett, and this is my October Hedgegram. The next few months are intense ones for me because my deadline for gingerbread Christmas is looming. In some ways, I welcome the pressure because I make my own hours, and it's hard to say no to activities and invitations. A fixed finish date helps me make hard decisions. If I didn't have a finish date, each book would probably take 2 years instead of one. I'm working on the jacket art, which has been a long process. The jacket not only summarizes the book in a visual way, but it should create curiosity that will encourage the viewer to look inside. The jacket for a children's book should reveal what age the book is meant for. Its general tone, for example, serious, funny, mysterious, and give a glimpse of the main characters. I hope when potential readers see my jacket, they will think to themselves, aha! A whimsical musical story starring gingerbread to be read at Christmas time. I begin by sending several sketches to my publisher, meaning three people, my editor, the art director of the children's division, and the designer who does the typeface. They all weighed in on what they liked and didn't like about the sketch, and they all gave suggestions to add to my ideas. The finished jacket, before the type was added, took about 2 weeks. But the reception was lukewarm, and I went back to try again. I love drawing the gingerbread baby and all the gingerbread instruments and the borders that look like frosting. The only trouble is, after working long hours, gingerbread, cupcakes, and frosting decorations keep appearing in my mind's eye, and it makes me very hungry. For me, the writing of the story is the difficult part, and the art brings the storyline into focus. It is very exciting and satisfying to be at the point where I can solve problems with images and to dwell on the positive and be inspired by how potent they can be. Illustration really is its own language, but one that all people understand. Often one hears of a writer or artist who says their work takes on a life of its own. It is really a big mystery when it happens, but because so many experience it, I believe that it is a real thing. When I work for a publisher, I have to walk a thin line. On one side, my book is a commercial enterprise. If a book is publicized and distributed well, there's a greater likelihood that more people will read it. On the other hand, schedules, criticism, and questioning diminish that magical moment when the book takes flight and takes unexpected turns and deeper meaning. The Beach Boys had a hit song in the 70s called In My Room. A beautiful song that describes how a room, in my case, my art studio, it could be a lovely, familiar, protected place where one's thoughts can roam and explore, an inner sanctum. I hope I can gather strength in my art space and create a strong aesthetic that will serve my book well. The book tour will begin next month, and you can all see the cities we will be going to on my website. I am looking forward to giving a drawing lesson and telling about my new book, The Turnip, before each book signing at each stop. My favorite part of the book signings are when children bring me their artwork to show me. It's inspiring, and I love to match the artwork with a child. I am astounded at the innate talent so many children have. Happy reading, your friend Jan Brett.